a partner with Polar Pork suggests. As the renegotiation of the Canada-US-Mexico agreement gets underway, it's important for the government of Canada to avoid harming what's been a really good trade relationship. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
In preparation for the 2026 review of the Canada-US-Mexico agreement, Canada, the United States, and Mexico have each launched public consultations to gather input on the effectiveness and impact of the deal. Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork, notes the Canadian Parliament has stated on a number of occasions that the dairy supply management system is non-negotiable. But the Americans seem to have a different stand. And while in other parts of agriculture we have a very good case for zero tariffs going forward, the Canadian stand on supply management is a concern.
Sort of one of the issues that has been identified by particularly President Trump is the lack of free trade in dairy products, and I suppose poultry products could be in the same category. So depending on how that plays into negotiations, hopefully that doesn't cause some ramifications for the rest of agriculture. But, it's one of the risks going forward, that's for sure. And we won't know that until we really get into serious negotiations or renegotiation of the Canadian-US-Mexican trade agreement. So that's kind of one of those things that is out there that could have a detrimental effect on grains and beef and pork. You know, in politics, sometimes decisions are made that are not necessarily based on the needs of the countries or the common sense. It's based on ideological goals. And we really can't afford to have that sort of thing wreck a very good relationship.
Posberg notes some countries have agreed to a 15% across-the-board tariff to get a trade agreement with the U.S., but in agriculture, our margins don't allow us to pay a 15% tariff and still be competitive. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.